Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Thomas Harding is with MLB.com. He covers the Rockies out in Rado. He's on the bench talking a little Colorado Rockies baseball and more than that, Don Baylor. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm pretty good tonight here on the bench. Thanks for having me.
My man. So I was talking earlier about Don Baylor and Darren Dalton, to be honest with you, and the fact that and certainly more so with Don Baylor in terms of age and everything. Like, I'm shocked, obviously. I knew that Darren Dalton had brain cancer and everything, brain tumor and et cetera, and it was just horrific hearing about both of them passing. But I was saying earlier that, like, for me, I'm old enough. I watched Don Baylor play baseball and manage and everything else. I've seen his basically a lot of his career as both sides, a player and in the dugout, right? So I was thinking to myself, and I said this earlier, and I'll repeat it so that if anybody missed it, it saddens me as I get older. I'm 52. That like all these guys are passing away, and it just makes me feel like I'm next. I just feel like I'm watching as I get older all these guys going that were my childhood memories of Don Baylor playing baseball were pretty strong. I remember those days, and I just it troubles me as I watch year after year guys go. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, a disease like cancer, it spares nobody, and you can fight as hard as you want, and sometimes when cancer wants you, it takes you, I guess, in both of those cases there. Yeah, with Don Baylor, I mean, I had the same feeling that you did. You know, when I was, he played in my hometown, which is Bluefield, West Virginia, and he played there, I think it was 1967, so I was 4 years old.
Right.
And I remember a great story that a line drive came, and I found out later who it was after talking to Don. Line drive came, and he was playing center field, and he comes in for it. And he's just out of high school, first-year pro ball. Ball takes just a strange turn to his right. He's got his left glove up, ready to catch it, and it just kind of whooshes to the right. So he sticks up his bare hand and catches it. Now, when my dad told me this story, I thought, oh, come on, this is legend. So it was actually when he had come back to the Rockies as hitting coach, and I brought it up to him, and he told me the story. And he told me again for a story that I did. It was Richie Zisk, who ended up a pretty good player for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Right.
That line drive, and that thing takes off on him. So he does what he just reacts, sticks up his bare hand, and makes the catch as if it's no big deal. But, yeah, you're right. When you start losing people like this, and especially in baseball, I mean, I hate to say it because, in some other sports, namely football, you've almost come to expect people dying at young ages. Baseball, you don't expect it. But, hey, when it comes to disease, it's something that we all probably should be aware of and fight every day.
So no doubt about it. I lost my mom to breast cancer at 59. My sister had cancer. I've had a ton of friends have it. It's just absolutely the worst. I've always said there's two things that are inescapable. Cancer and addiction. Like, you're bound to know somebody that's automatic, 100%. Everyone knows somebody that's got one or the other. It's just that simple. Now, when you talk to Don Baylor in this story about everything that he dealt with in baseball, I thought your article was great, by the way, talking about the racism and everything in baseball and how he dealt with it. Tell people what that was like for you to talk to him about that stuff.
Well, for me to talk to Don Baylor about that, I mean, it's funny, too, because being an African-American myself, the My first year of elementary school was 1969, and the school system in my city desegregated that very year. So while I saw a lot that was going on, I really didn't experience what had gone on before. And what I got from Don Baylor, and just to quickly kind of brief you on the story, brief the audience on the story, he went to O. Henry Junior High School in Austin, Texas. It was he and a few of his other friends. They had the choice to attempt to go ahead and integrate it, and they decided to do so. And what Baylor had said was, at times, it was harder with the teachers than with the students. And also, you know, there was that pressure, as we've heard the Jackie Robinson story, you know, that he had to take everything for X period of time. I think we don't hear enough about, by the way, the fact that after 3 years, he was allowed to fight back and did. But Don Baylor felt that even at the middle school level. Imagine being a seventh grader and you're taking all kind of abuse, and people are saying, you have to take this for the next generation. Well, he did pick one day and beat the daylights out of a student, but what he found, though, was once they got past some of that stuff, he was able to garner respect. First it was through athletics. You know, at first they wouldn't give him a football uniform. They told him that there was no uniform to fit him. Then when he got there, he scored 3 touchdowns, and suddenly he had any uniform he wanted. But he did find friends on all sides of the equation, and Don Baylor is just the kindest, loving, soft-spoken. He was the soft-spoken gentleman, and people respected him, and that's what I found just from talking to him. Of course, I knew this all along, but we had never really had this conversation. So we had it in February, and he sounded great. I mean, just the same soft voice guy that, you know, you lean in because you listen to what he has to say. And later I found out he was not doing as well as I thought he was, but he was still restoring his family's church in Austin. I mean, he was in charge of that project, and there was a part of him that kind of dreamed of getting back into baseball at that point.
So Thomas Harding, a great writer at MLB.com, with us remembering Don Baylor. You know, in 79, the AL MVP, that's crazy. That was the year the Pirates beat the Orioles. Again, they had beaten them in 71. How far is that? Just because I'm from Pittsburgh. I grew up in Pittsburgh my whole life, so I remember those teams. I went to those World Series as a kid. How far is that in West Virginia, where you're from, the Pittsburgh?
Okay, it's about 5 or so hours. In fact, the team that I've kind of held on to, you become a reporter and you kind of get rid of the fandom. The team I've held on to is the Penguins, actually. But
good for you. Good for you.
It's a 5 or so hour drive. But here's what's funny. I, at that time, people didn't travel as much. You didn't really have the internet. It might as well have been light years away, but I did follow the teams then, and I was pulling for the Pirates then. In fact, 79, 80, 81, I was in high school, and we formed a rap group. And the get-up in the rap group was white painter's pants, the black T-shirt with the big Pirates logo, it was oversized, and the pillbox hat. So I was following that at that point.
Oh, I like that. The pillbox hat. That was styling with Willie Stargell and company.
Yes, those were the days.
That was great. So let me ask you this question about the Rockies now.
Yes.
This team, you know, everybody talks about the Dodgers, obviously, because of what they've done to Major League Baseball this summer, which is destroy everyone. But I got to tell you, for a team that's 15 and a half out, it really is amazing what the Colorockies have been able to do this summer. I mean, they've been fantastic. And what's interesting is they still sit comfortably in a wild card. So they look, you know, with a month and a half to go at least, maybe almost closer to 2 months, they're in the driver's seat to get a wild card if they just keep playing the kind of baseball they've been playing, which I expect them to do.
Yeah, I do expect them, because there's not this flukish quality to it. It's not like they're winning every game 15-13 like they have in the past. This is a team that has real starting pitching, and what's interesting about it is at times they throw four rookies in the rotation. And those guys, what happens, every now and then they'll have a bad game, but then you'll see some aptitude where they'll make an adjustment, and they'll come out the next game, and they get it back on track. So I like what they're doing pitching-wise. The lineup, of course, when you have Nolan Arenado in the middle of it and Charlie Blackman at the top, who just keeps getting better each season, I think they're always going to score some runs. Carlos Gonzalez has struggled, but lately he's batting lower in the order and at least getting on base and doing some things. They're always going to score some runs, but when you're winning with pitching and when you get the ball to Greg Holland at the end of the game and he's 34 for 36 on save chances, you've got a chance. I mean, and here's what I find fascinating is that the Dodgers are running away with the regular season, but what's going to happen in the playoffs? I mean, that's a young, exciting team, but does the recent history of playoff failures, does that get to them? Can one of these wild cards, maybe the Diamondbacks or the Rockies, you know, upset them in that first full round of the playoffs in the division series? I mean, it's going to be fascinating all the way to the end.
Let me ask you, I got 90 seconds, respectfully. How much has Neshek helped that bullpen? They already had a good bullpen. I thought it got a little bit stronger with him. Is that about accurate?
It did get a little bit stronger. Everything hasn't been totally crisp, but you figure that a guy with his experience will make a huge difference in August and September.
Do you like having Lucroy on that team?
Love it, because they have young pitching, and you really need that catcher who's fundamentally sound and also just knows how to get a pitcher through a difficult part of a game.
How about Arenado? I love Blackman and Arenado on that team. I mean, just sickening talent. Arenado's a freak.
Yeah, offensively and defensively, he's the best third baseman in this game. I know there's an argument with Manny Machado, but I guess I see Nolan every day, so I'm gonna say he's the guy, and he's an RBI machine in that lineup.
No doubt. Hey, listen, fantastic having you on the show talking about Don Baylor. So sad to hear about him passing. I know people in Colorado liked him as well as the manager out there. Thomas, we'll catch up in the playoffs and have you back on a bench. Thanks so much for taking time to come on CBS Sports Radio tonight. Terrific job reporting, as usual, on the passing of Don Baylor.
Thanks for having me. And, hey, it gives you the chance to tell these stories.
Go ahead and keep being a Penguin fan. I like you more by the minute.
All right. That's great.
All right. Penguins rule the world and no other teams matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.